So today's a highly active participatory night in a little bit. So we need to lay some groundwork for what we're doing tonight and just kind of get a common understanding where we're coming from. But the idea is that we will spend some time like talking to each other and praying with each other and stuff. So that's why I took an active stance and I'm standing and not sitting, because we're gonna go. So the basic idea, yeah, you're doing great, team. Yeah. The basic idea is we have, it's been about a year since we've been really plugging into, like, what does it mean to live life in the Holy Spirit? And we've talked a lot, we've discussed a lot, we've set aside the first week of the month to do lots of discussions. But we were kind of talking about, like, we should practice these things. And then a couple of the elders were like, we should practice these things. And then a couple of you guys were like, we should practice these things. We're like, we should practice this stuff. And so we're gonna. That's what tonight and then next, the first week of December are gonna be about. But we do wanna teach a little bit about them too. And so the activities come from, about a month ago, I went to this Power and Love conference. And it was just very tangible, practical ways to express how we live life in the Holy Spirit. And so we're just going to like take some of those activities and do them tonight. And so it's for everybody to participate in. And kids, like, they talked about the same thing at the Power and Love conference, like the kids attend that and do it right along. So if you're comfortable with that and you want to, you should. If you want to just hang out in color, that's cool too. But just know that you're welcome to do this too. So it starts with like a common misunderstanding of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is that we have a gift and only one gift, right? It's like, you're a healer, I'm a prophet, he's a miracle worker, right? Like, it's just like, this is what you do. But that's not really what we see in the Bible, and especially when it comes to things that we're commanded to do, right? Like, everyone is commanded to give, yet it's a gift. Like, giving is a gift, and everyone is commanded to serve or be merciful, but yet these are gifts. Or everyone's told they need to heal or prophesy or speak in tongues or do miracles or share words of knowledge. Like, all these things are things that we're commanded to do as Christians, and they are still gifts too, right? So it's like kind of this line. And even if you look at the things that, if you look at the lists of gifts, but then you look at, you know, what Jesus did or what Peter did or Paul did or just the disciples as a whole, like, we see them doing multiple things all the time. And so it's true that some people have like a specific bent, that they're like more gifted in certain areas, right? Like, we're all different people, right? And so either we have interests that we're more drawn to, or just things that we're more naturally good at, and we are gifted in certain things. I mean, there's the whole, we are a body, right? And so within the church, we have different members doing different things. But the flip side is that since we all have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the one that does the Holy Spirit stuff, then it's possible for the Holy Spirit to do those things through any one of us. Is that, yeah? Does that make sense? So, and the other side of this is, we don't know what we're gifted at until we try everything, right? Like I can say all I want, like, oh, I'm really good at skateboarding, but I'm really good at snowboarding. But if you were to say, like, well, how often do you skateboard and snowboard? It's like, well, I skateboard every day, but I tried snowboarding once and it didn't really work. It's like, well, how do I know if I'm good at it until I try it and try it and try it again? And so that's, we want to practice things. And so a couple of weeks ago, I even gave this like tool belt analogy of if we have access to all the tools on the belt, right? If we have access to all the different ways that the Holy Spirit does do things, there's so much freedom to be able to see needs and just step into that and meeting them. Because you're like, wait, I can do this. I got the Holy Spirit. We can do this. And so when you see someone who's like, man, they need an encouraging word from God, it's like, all right, well, God, give me a word for them, and we can do that. Or like, oh, that person needs healing, or they need a miracle. And it's not us who does those things. And in any moment, the Spirit can do those things or give us those things through that, through us. Yeah? And that's another thing, is just like a kind of a paradigm shift or just a different perspective shift, is often we talk about gifts and us, but it's not about me. It's about God working through me, because God loves other people, right? And like that's
like one thing we've talked about in the past is about how we say, like, well, I have the gift of fill in the blank, but a lot of these are actually, it's not that you have the gift, it's that you give the gift, right? The gift is for the other person who's receiving it. So I give a gift of healing, I don't necessarily have it. I may do that more frequently, but it's about them, and it's about them encountering God through us. So, like, I give a gift that is a prophetic word. I don't have a gift of prophetic words. I just I give that. That's the gift, is for the other person. Yeah.
And so we just want to spend some time trying things out and practicing things and stepping out in that. And it can be awkward and we can get things wrong. That's okay, because we want to do this. And so tonight we're going to focus on words of knowledge and prophecy. And then we'll do some more stuff next month or revisit some stuff as well. And just to clarify, I keep saying practice, and I don't mean practice as in this isn't real. Right? Like, the expectation is that as we step out into these things and we listen for God, he's going to speak through us, right? Like it's not just like, oh, I guess I got to make something up and then later I'll do the real one. Like, this is real. We just mean practice in that this is an intentional time set aside to help learn how to discern God's voice and how to step out in these ways and talk. So it's not that it's not real. And just speaking of getting things wrong or the importance of practice, so Todd White is, people would call him a healer. He's one of the people that's part of the Power and Love Conference. And he's very successful with praying over people and seeing them healed. Like, almost all the time, like, just big stuff happens. And so one of the people at the conference is friends with him and was telling a story about seeing him notice that he didn't know how to discern things about people. He could just pray for them. But he always had to ask them, like, what do you need healing for? And he wanted to be better at just listening to God about, like, well, how can I just step out and pray for them and know what they need? And so he just started to practice. And so they were checking into a hotel because they're at this conference. And the guy, I don't know what the desk.
Concierge?
Yes, that one. He's like, hey, do you have a sore hip, right side? And the guy's like, nope, totally don't. He's like, how about your left shoulder? Is your left shoulder hurt? And the guy's like, nope. He's like, is your knee? How are your knees doing? Like, no. And just like strike after strike. He's like, all right, is there something wrong with you that I could like pray for you? And he's like, yeah, I like my ankle's totally messed up. So he just like runs around the desk and prays for his ankle and he's healed. Right? So, and then again, this is his friend telling this story. Did not see him for, I don't remember if it was 1 month or 3 months. That's the one detail I can't remember. But then he's at another conference with him again. This time they go to a restaurant, and that's just the way Todd White operates, is he's just like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to go. Like 100 times a day, I'm just going to go. And he's just been practicing this, right, for the last month or 3 months. And the waiter comes, and he's like, you have an ankle injury that's hurting you. And the guy's just like, yeah. He's like, it was a soccer injury. Yeah. A soccer injury from high school, and you're still hurting from it. And the guy's just like, what are you talking about? Like, how do you know all this about me? And he just like went from 0 for 3 to 3 for 3 of just listening to God. And then, of course, he was like, can I pray for you? You know, and that was the idea. And so just the idea that if we really are working at this, at learning how to discern God's voice, like, we do learn things about that and we can step into that and effectively minister to people as well. Did you have something else you want to say about practice?
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, this is something we're going to set aside time for tonight and next month. But that's a very short amount of time in our lives. And so we want to encourage all of us, ourselves included, to be practicing in the rest of our lives too. And it's awkward, right? It's weird and it's kind of scary. You're like, I'm going to just go look like an idiot in front of people, or maybe look like what? But I just want to say, like, if you just can't get past the awkwardness and weirdness of it, like, we should be moving toward getting past that, right? We've been talked a lot about being bold, and we need to be growing in that. But in the meantime, like, find places where you're just like never going to see that person again, right? Like, you have to, instead of depositing your check on your phone, like, go through the drive-through at a bank, and like, you're never going to see that teller again because you always deposit your check on your phone, right? And like, hey, see if you get a word for them. And if you're wrong, you're never going to see that person again. Who cares, right? Like, think of things like that where you're just like, it's a safe space in a very different way from this being a safe space, in that who cares if you look like an idiot, right? Like, do it, right? Isn't this worth it? Finding ways to practice. And if you can't get yourself to a place where you're willing to, you know, look like an idiot in front of people you might see again, find people you won't.
I was thinking Waseca. We should all just go to Waseca and just hit the streets and then never go again. Anyone know anyone in Waseca? You do? See? Let's go hit them.
Like,
oh. This happens. At the craft fair? Go to the craft fair. Pray for people there. You'll never see them again. as common experience has shown so far. Yeah. So, thanks, Scarlett. We're gonna talk about words of knowledge, and then we're gonna do an activity to kind of like try that out. And so we just gotta talk about it a little bit first, and then we'll try something. So, in a nutshell, a word of knowledge is when God shows you something about someone's situation or something that's going on with them, so that something actionable happens, right? So we get something, and then it's not just like, well, that was cool. Big gulps, huh? Right? Like it's just like. It's like, so I can pray for you about that, so I can talk to you more about what this means or what, you know, who Jesus is, right? So something more. And so here's the thing, though, about, like, knowing stuff is that, and this kind of maybe is overlap with what we've already been talking about. Like, let's just say I woke up from a dream where God, like just laid out my morning, and he was just like, here's what's going to happen. You're going to go to a coffee shop. You're going to see someone wearing the exact same sweater as you, which would be a miracle in and of itself, right? But They're gonna have a brace on their wrist. You're gonna go find this person. They're gonna have a brace on their wrist. You're gonna go up and you're gonna say, "Hey, can I pray for your wrist?" You're gonna pray for their wrist. They're gonna be healed. And then after they're healed, they're gonna be curious about like what's that all about. So you're gonna talk to them and you're gonna lead them to Jesus. Like that would be crazy to wake up and just like that's what's gonna happen. And then you go do it and you're like, "That was crazy, super spiritual experience. Like the Holy Spirit just did all this stuff, right?" So if I woke up, no dream. And I go to a coffee shop, and I notice someone has my sweater on. That's super weird. So I just, like, that kind of prompts me to, like, I'm going to go talk to them, right? You go up, you start talking, I go up, I start talking to them. I'm like, oh, they have a brace on their wrist. And so I ask them what happened. And I'm like, oh, man, you know, this injury happened or whatever. I'm like, just kind of moved by compassion of, like, man, this is horrible. Like, can I pray for your wrist? Can we just heal this? I pray for their wrist. It gets healed. And then they're like, wow, this is crazy. I'm what's going on here? And I'm led by the Spirit, because I just am, right, to, like, to explain the gospel to them. And they're like, wow, yeah, and they become a Christian, right? Like, for some reason, we have this thing that's wired into us that the first thing is, like, this supernatural, crazy spiritual experience. But the second thing is just as crazy. The Holy Spirit leading us and us prompting and obeying in these things is just as much. And so the idea, we have the Holy Spirit in us, right? We have the mind of Christ. Right? Whoever is united with the Lord is one spirit with him, right? These are like verses in Corinthians, right? Like we need to understand that the Lord is always speaking, always nudging, always guiding, always leading. It's just we need to fine tune ourselves to discern when things are from him and how to act on that. One person likened it to like right now, there are like thousands of electromagnetic waves going through the room, right? There's radio waves, there's cell phone signals, there's wireless internet. There's like all that stuff's going through here. But we're not tuned into any of it. But if we get out the proper device, we can tune into that, like, right away, right? And so, same thing. If, like, God is always speaking to us and stuff, we don't have to have this, like, grand, big revelation. There's these, like, just things that can happen if we're just paying attention, like, just an impression on our heart. Or sometimes, like, there'll be, like, literally, like a physical pain that you start to experience that's actually for someone else. Or emotion. Like, you just, like, start talking to someone and you're just, like, get sad. And it's like, oh, maybe they're just, like, really sad or depressed about something, right? It might be like a literal word or date or name. There's lots of stories of things like this, like, who's Carol? And it's like, let me tell you about my friend Carol. You're just like just these things like that. It might be a picture or a vision. But in all three of the activities tonight that we're talking about, it's really just trying to discern what are these things that God is saying to us and how can we like act on those things. So anything else to say or should we just start the first thing?
So when I think about these things, I always think immediately like, oh, this has to be really profound, like words of knowledge or prophecy. But the three most important like words and prophetic things I've gotten from people are, you know, those like ball things that you sit on and they're bouncy and it has like the handle on it and you can like when you're a kid. Yeah. So someone like had a picture of that for me and it was like insanely impactful. Someone also had a picture of a super ball that was sparkly and blue, insanely impactful. And then someone said to me, baby tiger. And I was like, oh my gosh, I know what that means. So like, to me, that's encouraging because I, a lot of times I'm like, well, I don't want to say that. That sounds weird. Or like, that's not going to make sense. Or like you have this understanding that like, I need to say something important if it's God. But be open to the fact that like, God is using you to speak to someone else, and it might not make sense to you, but it could make sense to that person. So
I'll just explain the activity, and then I'll give each of these. I'll just tell you a little bit about my experience. at Power and Love, just if that helps sometimes like paint a picture of what it could look like or something like that. So this first thing, what we're going to do is we're going to stand up. We're going to go find a partner somewhere. And it would be best if it wasn't someone that was part of your family or that you came with or something. But there's only seven of us or whatever. And all we're going to do is just introduce yourself if you need to, right? And then just listen for God to tell us something for this person. And then just share it. And if you get it right, awesome. We want to acknowledge that. So if any time tonight something's just like, yes, that's on. Like, can we just like clap loudly for like 3 seconds or something like that? Just so like other people in the room are like, oh, yeah, that's something's happening. Like God's speaking to us. Is that, yeah? Or however you need to celebrate. But yeah. Yeah, come up, hit the cymbal. If you say something and it's like, nope, that's fine. That's why we're practicing, right? We're just learning. So just try something again. And if they're like, nope, try something again. If you do 3, 4, 5 times, it's just not happening, then just, hey, how can I pray for you? Just ask them, right? If you say it and it is right, well, then awesome. The whole point of this is that we get words of knowledge so that we can minister to each other, right? And so in this case, let's just pray for that person. And then we'll just switch, right? I would say that probably no more than just like a minute or two. It doesn't need to be like, just let me wait this out. I'm just gonna like, right? Like just see if something comes and try it. And so my experience with this at the conference was that, you know, they said, okay, go find someone. And this dude just spun around in his seat. He was like, you want to do this? He's like, yeah. Like, I have no experience with this kind of stuff. So it was just like, we're just jumping in here, right? And so we're dumping in. He just said, he's like, all right, do you have shoulder pain? I was like, nope. And he's like, all right, hang on. Back pain. He's like, nope. He's like, okay, you go. He's like, what? I don't, like, come on. So he says, okay. So I tried to just pay attention. And I was like, well, my neck's kind of sore. So maybe that's one of those things. So I was like, does your neck hurt? And he's like, nope. I was like, dang it. That means my neck's really sore, actually. Like, oh, it's not going to go away now. So he's like, okay, let me just, for me, I have to kind of like, my thing is close my eyes and take a deep breath, right? Like, if I'm all up in my head, it doesn't help. So I'm just like, okay. I just think about it. And I'm like, man, I'm really tired all of a sudden. And maybe because it was just because it was 9 o'clock on a Wednesday night and I'd worked a full day, right? But I was just like, are you, like, extra tired lately? And he's just like, yeah. Yeah, I had this medical thing happen 4 months ago. And, it, like, the way my body reacted is I got all this energy back for 2 months. And the last 2 months, I've just been exhausted and I cannot get back my energy, and like that's been going for 2 months now. It's like, okay, let's pray for that. Let's do it, right? So I prayed for him, and he's like, okay, let me try again. And he just kind of does the same thing, like, I see big ocean waves crashing. Does that mean anything to you? Like, I don't know. And at the time, I was like, well, a month ago, I was in Hawaii with my wife celebrating our 15-year anniversary. He's like, let's pray for your marriage. And so we did that, right? And so, I don't know, we're like, were we right, whatever that means, about tiredness and about my marriage? Like, yeah, I don't, maybe, right? But did we get to pray for each other? Yeah, did we step out and, like, try something new and get to lift each other up? Absolutely. Like, were we practicing discerning God's voice? Yeah, absolutely. So that's, you know, might not work every time or any time, I don't know. But we just try something and we get to lift each other up regardless. One quick thing, hopefully we can talk about healing maybe next time or something. But if someone needs some healing, if someone's just like, yeah, my back's super messed up or whatever. Just a quick thing about praying for people is that just something that we've been learning is that Jesus never actually like prayed for someone or like asked God to do something. He always just commanded it, right? And he just said, like, be healed. Your servant's going to be well. Sickness leave. Get your eyesight. Like, he just said it. And so I would just encourage you to try that, right? He laid on hands and he commanded things. And so if someone needs some healing prayer, let's try that tonight. And just if you want to, you know, put your hand on their shoulder or hold their hand, if you're comfortable with that, try that. But then just know, like, the Spirit of Jesus is in you, and just tell that thing to go in the name of Jesus. Just be well. So it's something to try. Yeah? So let's just do it again. 3-4 minutes, it won't take long, but just if you want it, don't wait for people to come to you. That's just silly. Everybody stand on up and just find somebody and introduce yourself if you need to, and then just listen and give that word. Pray in the end, whether you get it or not, and then we'll just switch. Yeah? Go get him, Salvage Yard. Does anyone want to share something right now that just happened that was fun or interesting?
I'll share because it was kind of fun.
So Patrick said something that made no sense but like felt like, whoa, something's to that. And so I was like, I don't know exactly. I kind of have some sense of idea, but I don't really know. And then he's like, well, we'll just pray about it. And so he prayed. And as he prayed, I was like, oh, I totally get it. And I can't say what it is, but I totally get it. And it was, yeah, it's cool.
I closed my eyes with Adam, and like 2 seconds later, I'm like, oh no. And all I saw was Wicket, that Ewok kid, like, you know, from Star Wars. And I'm like, Adam, I'm seeing an Ewok. Does that mean anything? He's just like, nope. All right, let's try again. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, pray about that.
He was just like, how come I didn't get the Star Wars?
Yeah. What are you going to do? Let's try another one. Let's try something else. Prophecy is similar oftentimes, where a word of knowledge is something about what is like people's experiences. Another way to think about prophecy, I mean, there are like prophecies like where you got to like predict the future and stuff like that. But a lot of times, one way the prophecy works is like just, you could say, is getting God's view of someone for them, right? And so instead of what people experience, it's who they are and just calling that out. And sometimes prophecy is used to call out like how God sees someone before they've really even realized that, right? Like when Peter was told like, you're a rock, he was not a rock, right? But like he, that's still how God saw him and he still came into that role. And so it's just a way to, for God to speak to you about someone, but not, and to share with that with them, to lift them up and to just show them who they are in Christ. And so, so we're going to try something. It's a little bit like this one, but a little bit different. But the idea is that if we get a word or a picture or something, how can we use that to build someone up and to say who they really are? And so I'll kind of explain it again and give a scenario that I went through, and then we'll go from there. So here's how many, well, we're going to go halvesies. What do we got? We're like this. We're going to go halvesies. Yeah? Something? Nick, you can decide which side of the room you're on. I don't know. Yeah. And so half of us are gonna, yeah, half of us are just gonna stand up, and just put our hand in the air and close our eyes, and that's a you half. How's that sound? Is that cool? Yeah. All right. The other half of us, we're just gonna go find someone and just tap them on the shoulder. And so, person, when you get tapped on the shoulder, you can just put your hand down so people know this is happening, but you're gonna keep your eyes shut. And again, however you need to do that, I'm just like, Molly talks about getting to your gut instead of your head, right? Is that?
Yeah. I feel like many people I've talked to have like a place where they go, where inside, it almost feels like you like go down inside yourself, and that's where you actually like, you meet God. And it's like, you know, there's times when you pray and it's just kind of talking, and then there's times where you're like, you like, there's something different and you kind of feel it almost in your body. And you're like, oh, now this is praying, right? It's like, go there, right? If you have a place like that, like a sense of that, go there. Just take the time to like, you know.
So go there, eyes shut. You don't know who's in front of you. But that way we're just kind of getting rid of all that distraction, and we're just listening for God or waiting for him to show us something. And then if you receive that, or when you receive that, and sometimes again, right, like with this practicing discerning things, it can be just a fleeting thought or emotion or pain or picture or something, but just to try that, right? And so just explain that to someone, and then you just open your eyes and just ask, like, so does that mean something to you? Does that hold merit? Is that where you're at in life? Whatever. And if it does, awesome. I forgot to clap. We got to, right? Just clap or hit the cymbal or give a woohoo or something, right? And then to pray for them, right? And so if you're like, you're a rock, and someone's like, yeah, I needed to hear that. Sweet, then pray them into it, right? Like, yeah, God, establish this rock, right? And if it's not, it's okay. If it doesn't have any merit, it's okay. It's just, we're practicing, right? We're listening and we're trying. And so either way, I would say follow it up with prayer. And then we'll switch places. And so the person that was the receiver, now you would, you know, set yourself up, hands up and eyes closed. And then the other person leaves, right? You don't just switch places because you want to have someone unfamiliar come again. And so this, you know, if you are waiting for a little while, that's okay. You just wait. It gives you more time to get into that place, because someone else might be finishing up somewhere and then coming to you, and it just takes a little bit of time, because hopefully everybody will have a partner, and then eventually they will switch, but they'll switch at different rates. Does that make sense? Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah,
you're the one praying. So you're just waiting with your eyes closed, because you can't tell who's in front of you. You just want to really just focus on, is God telling me something for this person? And yeah, all right. Sounds good. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nick's wild card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You better go on this side. And then Angela, which you get to pick, and I'll do the other one. Cool. Which one are you on? You're going to go that way. Okay. So you're a giver. You guys are givers first, and we'll be receivers
so we
first.
Who you're praying for. Okay.
Yeah, because your eyes are shut. Yeah.
You were going to tell story, right?
Yeah. So, again, just like this might go something like this. This is how it was for me. So I was a receiver first. So I just went, and some dude said some stuff to me, totally forgot it. It just, like, wasn't true. it was fine. He prayed for me. It was great, but it just, whatever. And so then I took his place, right, hands up, and it's just like, as soon as I shut my eyes, I'm like, oh my goodness, what happens if someone actually touches me on the shoulder? What am I going to say? Like, you know, it's just like panic, and as soon as those thoughts come, I get this tap on the shoulder, right? It's like, okay, take a deep breath, just kind of try to like settle down, and as soon as I take a deep breath, I see this tiger like crouching behind this leaf, right? There and gone. Like this thought is just there and gone. And I'm like, that, I don't know. Was that real? I don't know. Was that? It was like, that's all I had. So I'm like, all right, here we go. And so I was just saying, okay, I see this tiger. I have no idea what this means or anything at this point. I just start talking, right? I'm like, I see this tiger crouching behind this leaf. And these words just start coming, right? Like this kind of, I don't know, interpretation, call it what you will. I'm like, I think, like, that's kind of like you. Like, you're filled with the Holy Spirit. This, like, you should be this ferocious tiger that's just like out, not killing stuff, but like, well, I do, but like just out doing, and you're just like timid. You're like hiding behind some stuff. I don't know what it is, but like you're kind of hiding. And I open my eyes and I'm like, right? I don't know. And this girl is like, I don't know, mid-20s girl, just like standing in front of me with her mouth just open. And she's just like, that is exactly right. And for me, I almost wrote that off, right? It was just such a fleeting picture, this tiger thing, I don't know. But as I started to talk about it, more explanation just came, and she was just like floored. And so I got to pray with her about just stepping out in faith and being bold, and then we switched spots. And then it was a similar experience where I went and tapped someone else on the shoulder, and they just told me stuff, and all of a sudden, you know, they opened their eyes, and I was just like, like, that's it. So it might go either way, right? But either way, if we just pray for each other, that'd be good. I think Molly was going to say something about encouragement, but I don't know what it was. I can't remember. Yeah, were you going to say something about encouragement?
I think I was just going to say, like,
it's that point. Yeah,
back in the day when we used to have long training schools for the Rainbow Gathering, we would pray over every person who was going, right? And we would take time and, like, not just pray for them, but listen for words for them, right? And it was amazing that in that environment, pretty much everybody got words from God. And it was like we created this space of expectation and availability, and it was like, oh, people who never thought of themselves as prophetic were suddenly getting words from the Lord for people. And so I just want to encourage you that this God really can speak to all of us this way, and he often uses the things that we're most connected with. Like back in the day, I would almost always get verses from scripture because that's what I knew, right? And then just developed, and I ended up getting pictures of different things or whatever. But I know people who get song lyrics, nothing but song lyrics, right? But like that's how God speaks to them. And so God will use what you're familiar with. So don't, like Andrew said, don't discount stuff, even if it seems a little bit goofy.
I'm familiar with tigers.
Yes, you have tigers.
Yeah, it's like, what?
If you ever go somewhere and somebody's wearing that shirt, you better talk to them. Yeah. You're like, do you wear that shirt every day too? Just expect that even if this isn't something you're used to, God really can do this. Yeah.
And just the last logistical thing, like it's going to take, you know, some people might have a longer conversation, some people might not or whatever. And so say you're a hand raiser prayer first, and then you switch and you go get prophesied over. Feel free to just switch again if there's still time, right? Because some people might take longer than others, right? And so you might end up praying for people twice or receiving twice or something like that. And we'll just go for, I don't know, 5-6 minutes, something like that. But we don't just have to stop it at at one. We can switch a couple times. Yeah? So all y'all, you're just going to just find a spot. And if we can kind of, you know, you're all right there. So if we can kind of spread out and just hands up. And then once they get situated, then we can just go and just tap someone on the shoulder and we can just switch after that. Yeah? Cool. Go get him, Salvage Yard. Yeah, photons. I took them. So we're gonna do one more with regards to prophecy. And I would just say that this one, for me, when I did this, was like by far the most intimidating, but it was also by far the most rewarding. So if it sounds a little nerve-wracking or it feels a little nerve-wracking, it is, maybe. But it just, I think it's really good. And so so just one more thing you maybe have been noticing. There's kind of two types of prophecies. There's like, they literally call it from multiple sources, the bubble up, where, yeah, multiple sources. Yeah, I've heard call it just, but it's just like this, you have these inner knowings that just like, they just come, right? And even sometimes come more and more the more you talk. And so something that they even talked about at the conference was sometimes if you don't feel like you know what you're saying, you just need to start describing, you know, like I said, like, I got this tiger, right? But it's like, well, so tell me about this tiger. And then it just started coming more and more. And so, but these things just kind of come. So pay attention, act on those little things. And then there's the seer, where instead of it like coming up from inside of you, it's like you're literally like seeing things or pictures or visions, which is funny because sometimes it goes the opposite way. Did you want to talk about that or should I just say that?
I mean, I wouldn't say opposite. I
would say just I guess what I meant was sometimes like Molly said, like you see a picture and you're like, what does that mean? And you have to just wait and God will give you more of that picture. So it's kind of like, that's why we practice. That's why we discern. Because sometimes it's like, I see a little bit. I should start talking about it. And sometimes it's like, I see a little bit. I should wait and see what this is. Right? And so that's why we just need to practice and discern. And so so here's what, I don't, how many people are we? Are we like 14 or something like that? Is that something? Cool. It would be fresh if we could get into, should we do two little groups or one big group? We should do two little groups. Sorry, I just thought about the implications further down. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to try to get into two groups of eight and have a little inner circle of four people facing outward and then an outer circle of four people facing inward. Yeah, so we'll have two groups of eight-ish. Like this. It's more like a square. Yeah, it gets a little weird with the small numbers, but we'll just call it a circle anyways. But basically, so pair up so that each person on the inside is facing someone on the outside. Yeah? Can we just do this, then we'll explain what we're going to do? Just or is that, yeah, maybe?
Standing.
Yeah, we'll just stand because we're going to move.
Do you want to do that before you tell your stories, though?
Oh, okay, never mind. We got a long while. We got to tell stories and stuff. Never mind. Just have a seat.
And,
yeah, look at the notes. Yeah, so here's what we're going to do. And again, this is why it might be a little bit different, is I'm just going to say we're going to do this together. And so I'm just going to say, just like, okay, go ahead. And the person on the inside is just going to try to, again, this is just like trying to kind of capitalize on that like quick discernment and just practice. And so whatever, in like word or picture, whatever we can get, we'll have just about 45 seconds to just like try to quiet ourselves, get a picture, and just prophesy that, or a word or whatever, right? And prophesy that over somebody that's standing in front of us. You can see them. If you want to close your eyes, you can, but you can see them. But then when 45 seconds is up, the outer circle, we're just going to take a step to the left. And so now the inner circle has a new person in front of them, and you have another 45 seconds to be like, okay, switch gears, listen, God, what do you have? Okay, and then prophesy again. And then we'll just switch again, and we'll do it four times. And so so it changes kind of quickly, but the idea is, can we just be discerning to like just for each person, God will give us something and like find something new to prophesy over them. And then when we're done, well, first we should totally share if there's like relevant stuff that gets said after that, like, no, dude, you totally nailed it, whatever. And then, but then we'll switch, and so that everyone gets a chance to be on that inside circle and have four people rotate through them. So again, just my experience with this was we had groups of five or groups of 10, whatever, the five people. And so I was on the inner circle first, And there's this lady standing in front of me, and like they say, like, go ahead. And I just like, poof, like everything, like my name, like everything was just gone. I was like, oh no, I don't know anything. And so I just started kind of going for it. She's an older woman. She kind of reminded me of a grandma. So I just like got this family thing. I was like, well, you need to know that God loves you like a grandma loves their kids, like no matter what. Oh, geez. You know, like it's just like just terrified, right? And then she just gently was like, you know, this is the first time I heard this. She's like, you know, sometimes if you just keep talking, God will give you something more to say. And I was just like, time. And I was like, yes, right? Except that all of a sudden there's another person in front of me. And I'm just like, I can't, like, what? So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to start talking. I see, and I don't remember the next four things I said, but it was, get this, it was as if God was speaking through me to them. Because each of the next people, like, I just said these things that some of them were a little generic, but I felt like they were, like, literally, like, you know, like, you know somebody, you know them, right? Like, you know all about them. It's kind of weird and, like, not... I felt like I didn't know this person except the things I were saying I knew to be true. And so I just say, like, man, there's a lot of chaos in your life right now. And I feel like you're just like a tree that's just getting blown around, but your roots are so firm. You need to just continue to, you know, stay planted in the truths that you know with, or just like stuff like that, right? Like, I'm just saying it. Like, but I felt like for real, like God was speaking through me and I knew this about, they knew these things about people. So that was the first part. And then they switched, and so then I was on the outside, and it was just interesting to have people say stuff to you, right? Like, just to, as quick as they can discern something, prophesy and say things. And so a couple of people talked about me being strong or mighty, which is what Andrew means, and they didn't know my name, right? And I just thought that was interesting. There's a couple other things, and am I supposed to share the cool story?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so get this. This is just too funny, right? So I get to the third person, and he kind of just, like, looks at me and goes... I'm just like, starts laughing at me, right? And he's like, man, you're just like, you're really cool. And like, this is his prophetic word, right? He's just like, you're like, I don't know, man. You're just really cool. You like want to like throw parties, like the good kind. But like people want to be there and they want to be where you're at. And the weirdest thing was like, I mean, it's just funny, right? Like someone would say that at all, right? But it, it did... the exact opposite for me, like, it resonated with me, but not in a, like, oh, yeah, you know. It was, like, humbling, and I felt this, like, deep responsibility for, like, leadership and discipleship of, like, you're saying people want to be where I'm at? Well, then what am I doing? And I just, like, it was just, like, it was so interesting for him to just be, like, laughing at me and saying that. But here's the most exciting part, and this is what I think is just is incredible, is that directly after this activity, I had to leave the conference. So everyone else was going to do other stuff, but I had to leave. But I had just done this, right? Like I had done this prophecy thing for five different people, and then had five different people do it for me. And it was just, I was just like in this zone. And as I drove home, it was literally like I'd look out the window and see someone like walking up Bloomington Avenue. I don't know them, but I know this piece about them. And I'm like, that dude's a warrior. Like, he doesn't know what to do or how to do it sometimes, but he fights for his family and his friends, and, like, he's a protector, and he's gone, right? And then I turn the corner, and there's, like, this skater kid just sitting on the corner waiting for the bus. I'm like, that kid's a leader. Like, he doesn't realize how many people follow his lead, and the adults in his life, they play him down like it doesn't matter, but that kid is a natural leader. And, like, it's just happening, right? And it was just so interesting to me that as we did this practice, it just started coming, like the Spirit was still moving through me. And had I been a little bit more like, not just like, I gotta get home because I gotta get home, I probably would have done more of like a Chad Johnson awkward, like turn the car around, 10 minutes later, find that dude that was walking and be like, dude, I gotta tell you, like you're a warrior, right? Like it was probably what I should have done, but I didn't. But I just think that was such a confirming thing, is like, no, God is really speaking and he's still, oh, I can't help it. He's still speaking these thoughts to me. And so, so that's the story. So we're all that to say, we're going to try just again. And I understand that there can be, I totally understand that there can be some extra pressure with there being a time frame to it, right? But we're just going to try it because that's what we're doing. We're practicing listening for God's voice and discerning that and then speaking it over people. And again, the idea with prophecy is that we're building people up with that. So can we try to get into two groups? of eight? Four in the middle, four on the out? Okay. Hey, as we eat tonight, if there's just something that got said at any point in here that just resonated with you, or you just really, I don't know, felt was from the Lord, like, share that with somebody. It's pretty affirming to be the person that says something and then someone else says, no, that's right on. It's just nice to know that, right? So, and thank you, Salvage Yard, for doing this and stepping out and doing something that's different. We've never done this before, so... yeah, I'm really proud of us and the steps we're taking and stuff. So,
I feel like one of the central things that I've like been over and over again through my research and everything is this like central concept of other orientedness. It's so much so that like one of my students even said it back to me the other day. Like, it sounds like you're talking about that word other orientedness again. Like this theme of like this disposition of the other. And I feel like it's so central to Jesus' teaching, to everything. And I've been challenged on that tonight, just this thought of, in order to practice this, I have to have like a heart position of other orientedness. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't be in my own head. Mm-hmm. I have to be, like you're saying, walking down the street and like, what about that person? What about that person? Mm-hmm. And so I feel like I'm challenged to really practice that. And it doesn't have to be this, a big hyped up spiritual thing. It's just like, what practice and the disposition of others. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, so that's my kind of one of my... home.
Yeah.
And then I guess the other thing I felt like was like, it can be done in a really normal way. If you're saying you don't have to stop and it's like, I have this, thus saith the Lord. Like, hey, I feel like you're really, whatever it is, like, I think it can be done in a really down to earth. Yeah.
I preface a lot of things, but this is really weird, but.
Like, dot, dot, dot. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When I used to, like, I did Jesus Kitchen every night for like 9 years. We'd stand on the street from 10 to midnight. And like talk to people about Jesus, which is weird, right? And like then you ask these total strangers to pray for them, and it's like I would always be like, so this is really weird, but I like to offer to pray for people. Can I do that? And they'd be like, that is weird. Yeah, like it, I don't know. Be real. Be yourself. And it, yeah.
Yeah, and so I would just say on that note, like we're gonna practice some more things or same things, or we're gonna do some more practice in December. Take the next month to just like try to do some things on your own, right? And don't leave this mindset entirely and then just pop back into it. But just like, yeah, practice noticing others. What does God have for them? God loves them so much, like more than we would ever know and more than we could ever love them. So like, how can we pass that on from God to them? So Jesus, thank you that you speak to us and you speak through us and you can love others, that you incorporate us into your love for others. That just blows my mind that you entrust us with that gift and that responsibility, and we just pray that you would do that. You would use us to bless other people, to bring news of your love for them to them. And we just pray that as we eat, that you would just bless our time as we continue to talk and share stories and just be involved in each other's lives as well. So bless the rest of this night. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.